Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Funeral singer pours heart into Amazing Grace for homeless man. But there's a twist at the end. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. A singer for the funeral of a homeless man decided to pour her heart and soul into her graveside performance of Amazing Grace. But what happened next caught her completely by surprise. A popular story about a graveside service for a homeless man keeps making its rounds over social media. The original author remains unknown, and sometimes the fictional story involves a funeral singer, while other times it's a guitar player. But in either case, the unexpected twist at the end will have you in stitches. The story so many people are sharing on Facebook goes as follows. As a singer, I sing at many funerals, and I was recently asked by a funeral director to sing at a graveside service for a homeless man. He had no family or friends, so the service was to be at a pauper cemetery outside of Lindale. As I was not familiar with the area, I got lost. Everyone that knows me knows I can be directionally challenged. My navigation lost its signal. Everyone who knows me knows that I can be directionally challenged, and my navigation lost its signal. I hate Sprint. Anyway, I finally arrived an hour late and saw that the funeral guy had evidently gone and the hearse was nowhere in sight. There were only the diggers and the crew left, and they were eating lunch. I felt bad, and I apologized to the guys for being late. I went to the side of the grave and looked down, and the vault lid was already in place. I didn't know what else to do, so I started to sing. The workers put down their lunch and began to gather around. I sang my heart and soul out for this man with no family and friends. As I sang Amazing Grace, the Spirit began to move, and the workers began to weep. They wept, I wept, we all wept together. When I finished, I prayed a benediction. Then I started my car. My head hung low, but my heart so full. As I opened my door to my car, I overheard one of the workers say, I've never seen nothing like that before, and I've been putting in septic tanks for 20 years. Apparently, I was still lost. I don't know about you, but the first time I read this story, I did not see that ending coming at all. Sometimes, we all need a reminder just not to take life so seriously. And I hope this story about a lost funeral singer brought a smile to your face. Be sure to share it with some others who could use a good laugh. A cheerful heart is a good medicine. Proverbs 17:22.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
The reason this woman has been married four times blew my mind. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. A news station reporter couldn't help asking a 90-year-old woman why she was getting married for the fourth time. Turns out she had her reasons, and they're too funny not to share. As a kid, fairy tales would have you believe that every wedding finishes with, and they lived happily ever after. But that's not always the case. These days, people get married for a whole host of reasons, and sometimes they get married more than once. In the following fictional story, when folks learned that a 90-year-old woman was getting married for the fourth time, they couldn't resist asking her why. Read on to hear what the hilarious bride had to say. A lady in her 90s had recently gotten married. Because of this, she'd become sort of a local celebrity. The local news station decided to interview her. When asked what it was like to get married in her 90s, she smiled and replied, "This isn't my first husband, so it's not much different than the others." "Oh, how many husbands have you had?" asked the interviewer. "This one will be my fourth," replied the lady. "When I was 20, I married a banker. Then I married a circus performer in my 40s, she continued. "And after that, I married a preacher." "And what does your current husband do?" "He's a funeral director." The interviewer laughed and asked why she came to marry so many men from so many different backgrounds. "It always made sense to me," she replied. "I married one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go." I hope hearing this story brought a smile to your face.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.